Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870, an abbreviated version of Sports Talk. Myself, along with Charlie Long, will be here until 5:30 tonight. And at 5:30, it will be pregame as LSU plays South Carolina. And at 6 o'clock, first pitch. And Charlie, it looked as though earlier this morning I saw Glenn Gilbo was the first one to report it that Connor Ware, the left-hander, will get the nod tonight for the Tigers. He had some midweek starts in the past, and so looks as though Jay is going to give, knowing somewhere down the line, he's going to have to get Connor Ware in there, that Connor Ware will be the starter tonight against the Gamecocks.
It's an interesting decision, Mike. Connor Ware, folks will remember, was kind of the midweek starter at the start of the season. You know, against Southern, DBU, North Dakota State, he had starts. And then he kind of fell a little bit out of the rotation. He picked up some more midweek starts later in the season against Nichols specifically, and then also a game against Alabama as well. But a lot of the times when he's been in there, he pitches like kind of short outings, 15 outings this year, but 20 in a third innings pitch so far this season. At the same time, you remember what Jay had said about him leading up into the season, how impressive he was on that pitching staff. And he was one of the most impressive guys in the winter and, you know, leading up into the season. So it'll be interesting to see, because he's just another lefty that LSU can go to. I don't know how long Connor Ware is going to go tonight. It really depends. South Carolina, as you heard Mark Etheridge say in the Sports Flash there, is not in a very good place right now. So if he has a good showing, I think that Jay will kind of let him ride it out a little bit. But you also have guys like Jaden Newt and William Schmidt that you can go to as well to try and pick up this game one without using either one of your two-headed monster in Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson.
Yeah, we had talked about Schmidt because I know yesterday we were talking about he was a certain guy. Somewhere down the line, you're going to see a lot more of him. It just wasn't to be. And we may see quite a bit of him tonight, too. I mean, in the relief mode. But Connor Ware, this was first reported by Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag, will get the start tonight. And this will be back-to-back days now. A shortened version of Sports Talk. 5:30 will be LSU baseball pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
I was just going to kind of close it out by saying it never really made sense to hand the ball to someone like Cason Evans in this situation, because he pitched on Sunday, Mike. And with the shortened week,
I agree.
Like, you don't want to, especially with the injury scare that you just had with Cade Anderson last week, you want to keep him on normal rest. You don't want to have to throw him, you know, a day earlier or anything like that. And this is a South Carolina team that, to Mark's point about run prevention, bad pitching, I'm going to give you some numbers here, Mike, and then we'll kind of move on to some football stuff. In the last six games, because South Carolina is on a six-game losing streak, they got swept by Florida and by Auburn the last two weekends. They've been outscored a total of 85-23 in those six games. They've given up 9 runs, 22 runs, 8 runs, 24 runs, 11 runs, and 11 runs in those six losses. You're not going to win many baseball games with that type of run prevention. And one other thing about this matchup tonight, they're throwing a lefty in Ashton Crowther, who's got a 2-2 record, a 4.13 ERA. It's a bullpen piece, guy, Mike. It's not, you know, one of their typical starters that they've gone to. I think they're trying to change it up a little bit. see if they can get anything out of the, you know, Crowther here. Because just like I mentioned in those numbers right there, 85 runs given up in the last six games, all losses for the South Carolina team. They're looking to change up anything they can on the mound.
Yeah, when things hit hard times, you can't keep it the same. I mean, eventually you got to move off of that because there's a reason why you've hit some difficult times. And in baseball, there's some interchangeable pieces here and there. Not so much in the football world, but you see it a lot more in the baseball realm. Tonight, Charlie, Oklahoma City, the Thunder, have a chance after, man, they got kind of beat around the ring a little bit. But they got a chance tonight to finish the Denver Nuggets. And, man, they such a talented basketball team. They got a little bit on the resume from a standpoint of playing in postseason a year ago. But this is a super talented team. And if they end up winning either tonight or the following game, the matchup against Minnesota is to me one to watch, because this may be, I know you like the seven game kind of stretch it out. This may be the seven game stretch out if OKC gets past Denver and plays Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll have to see, Mike. I mean, I keep kind of doubting Minnesota a little bit. Once Steph Curry went down, you knew that they were going to completely take out the Warriors. So that was one thing, but I just have my doubts about them in a series against against OKC in the potential Western Conference Finals. At the same time, the way that Julius Randle's playing right now, right? Like, if you told me a month ago that Julius Randle would be the second option on a team that could potentially be contending for the NBA Finals, I would have called you crazy. But here he is getting triple doubles in the NBA Western Conference Semifinals. He's been unbelievable. And obviously you have the X factor with Anthony Edwards. You know, Rudy Gobert's had some massive games in the postseason as well. So anything really can happen. But it just feels like OKC is still a step above everybody else. And this championship team in Denver was really the big hurdle that they had to overcome. And like I said yesterday, Mike, back-to-back games in game 4 and 5, where they overcome, you know, the late game type of situation where it's a really tight clutch moment, and they're able to pull it out against a team that's been there, done that, won a championship before. That was the big question mark you had of this young OKC team, and they've answered it. So I've kind of been on a little bit of a losing streak with my picks recently, because I said that I thought that Boston was going to get closed out last night by the Knicks. That didn't happen. So, you know, for me, as you kind of mentioned, I like seeing series go seven games. So I'm hoping Denver pushes it to a game seven and they win in Denver at home tonight. So I will pick OKC to close down six, just because I have a little bit of a losing streak going right now.
Yeah, that way you might swing it around.
Right, exactly.
You know, the thing with Denver is, even with the coaching change, you know, this team still sort of rolled. You know, they were still there. And again, Jokic, man, Jokic is such a great player, but he maybe has not had his best series here up against OKC. And, man, they've had people all around him. When he gets close to the lane, man, it's not one guy. It's two guys around him, and they're making him hit some of those arc shots. Now, every once in a while, man, because – Charlie, I've watched a lot of basketball. For a big man to shoot the ball that from that far out,
he's unreal, and Mike.
And it looks like a moonshot.
The one of a kind.
Way up in the air, and then toof, it gets in. They built differently, but the last guy I saw do that, who similar size, but the build were different, was Bob McAdoo in the 70s.
Yeah.
Man, Bob McAdoo, he's a big, tall, kind of drink-of-water player. But, man, could he shoot from the outside? And Joker has that similar sort of concept involved with him with his game. Now, Joker's a much more physical player than McAdoo was back in the 70s and early 80s. But, man, they've ridden on the Joker's back now. But that team OKC got is really impressive. And now they walking on kind of land they haven't walked on before.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They haven't been to a conference finals yet with this core, and they're one game away from doing it. And, Mike, going back to your point about Jokic, didn't you feel that game five where Denver takes a double-digit lead in the second half, in the third quarter? They're up, I think, 11 points in the third, and they're feeling really good, and Jokic is making these unbelievable shots. And even in the fourth quarter, that spin, I can't get it out of my head, that spin shot that he makes behind the three-point line where everybody in the crowd, just watch the crowd reaction. They're just like, what is that? How do you even stop that? It was one of the most unbelievable shots I've ever seen from Jokic, and he's had a bunch of them in his career. But didn't you just feel like Denver was going to steal that game five with that Jokic game?
Because they had such a big lead.
He puts up like 45 points, but then they fall apart in the fourth, and you know, OKC ends up stealing it, and now they're in position to get to the Western Conference Finals for the first time with this core.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more football talk coming up. Rod Walker will join us at 4:40, at 4:20. Dick Girardi, man, anybody knows anything about horse racing, and certainly the Preakness is Dick Girardi. But, Charlie, how times have changed. I did two shows in Arizona this morning. And, man, they were like, thank goodness we opened the season against the Saints.
Oof.
And I'm like, man, goes to show how quickly times have changed where, man, teams didn't want to see the Saints, you know, early in the season. And because they had Drew Brees and Sean Payton was coaching his team, and now no fear. And we're talking, this ain't, you know, Baltimore or Green Bay. This is the Arizona Cardinals radio network and people in Arizona saying this. Goes to show you this team is not a soft reset. We in the middle of a big-time rebuild for the New Orleans Saints. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and Dick Girardi covering the Preakness right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeo along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, man, he's done it for a long time. One of the best in the business from betonline.ag, Dick Girardi. Dick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely, guys. What's happening down there?
Yeah, and, summer's kicked in, Dick. It ain't cool no more. Every once in a while, you get a cool breeze, but that's about the only thing that's cool about things. Dick, the last time we talked about, you know, with the Kentucky Derby, this looked to be a two-horse race with journalism and sovereignty, and it turned out to be that way. And, boy, I give sovereignty a lot of credit, and the way he was rode down the stretch to win that race, deciding not to run now for the Preakness and kind of save himself for the Belmont. You know, we've seen that in the past already, but just kind of an overview of how that race was run on a sloppy track, and man, Sovereignty was able to pull out the W.
Yeah, Sovereignty was terrific. He was just prepared perfectly by a maestro, Bill Mott. He's as good as anybody in the history of the game at getting a horse ready for one big race. And he certainly had Sovereignty ready to run the race of his life. And it was interesting, as it turned out, where Sovereignty was, and he was near the back for the first half of the race, almost the first half of the race. That actually turned out to be the right place to be because the pace of the race was so fast. And he kind of, Junior Alvarado kind of got him in a spot where he wasn't around other horses, so he's kind of comfortable. He wasn't taking a lot of that kickback. Journalism, by contrast, remember Citizen Bull, the one horse, kind of took a right turn out of the gate. And that messed up a number of horses just to his right, including Journalism. They had hoped, coming out of the first turn, I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago, to be like maybe fifth or sixth, maybe five, 6 lengths off the lead. Instead, they were tenth, like 10 lengths off the lead. So he's kind of out of his comfort zone. And had the jockey had to use him a little bit just to even hold that position. So, you know, when you get out of position in a horse race, you got to use energy that you really didn't want to use. So he didn't have enough to hold off Sovereignty. And maybe he wouldn't anyway. You know, we'll never know if he'd gotten the trip I expected him to get. But look, you're right. It was a two-horse race. Both those two horses ran terrific. I expect to see them win a lot of races. I really wish Sovereignty was here. But as you said, the decision was made to wait for the Belmont. But the good news is Journalism is here. I thought he was the best three-year-old prior to the Derby. I'm not going to get off him yet, but I'd like to see him win big on Saturday to confirm my opinion.
Yeah, I got a couple of pals of mine that they love Sovereignty, and they won a few nickels out of that. But they admitted, man, Journalism is really good, and this may be the race for him to kind of take over. One horse that is getting some love from the gamblers and some long look-see, and he finished seventh in the Kentucky Derby, and that's Sandman. So I'll get your comments on Sandman, who kind of got caught up too at the Kentucky Derby. But if I think from a betting standpoint, if anybody could give Journalism a run for it, some people think maybe it's Sandman.
So I'd say this. I thought Sandman looked uncomfortable in the Derby
did.
On that sloppy track, right? He just never really got into the race. He was just so far back. I mean, he was 18th. Then he passed like more than half the field, ended up finishing second, beating 12 lengths. So the question you have to ask yourself, was it the sloppy track or maybe he's just not quite up to the very top? I think it's somewhere in between. If you look back to last fall, 27th of October, he ran a pretty good third in the street sense, beating 5 lengths by Sovereignty. I think that's kind of where he is. Maybe he's 3 to 4 lengths off a horse like Sovereignty or Journalism. But yeah, he's definitely better than he ran in the Kentucky Derby. I don't think there's any argument about that. The good news is he'll probably be last early, but instead of being 18th this time, he'll be ninth. All right, so you won't have to pass as many horses.
I was going to talk to you about the short field and who that sort of favors in this race, because when you got that many horses, there's some maneuvering that happens here. Now with a shorter field, does that play more into why I think Journalism's got, you know, more than a fair share to win this race, and I think he's the best horse in the race. Now, does he win it is another question mark there, but the shorter field.
No question. I mean, think about, again, down the backstretch, he's 10th in the Derby, so he's got to pass 9 horses. Well, there's only 9 horses in this race, right? And he's going to be in front of a few of them coming out of the first turn. I expect him, I think, goal-oriented. The 1 will show speed, the 3 American Promise, the 8 Clever again for sure, and maybe the 6 River Thames. I think Journalism is probably 3 to 4 lengths behind whichever that group is leading, which is a whole different circumstance than what he was at Kentucky. So, yeah, that fact, it probably isn't going to be as fast a pace. And he's proven that he can win any kind of way, right? He can stay close to the pace and win. He made that big move in the Derby. So, yeah, the shorter field, you always want a shorter field when you think you have the best horse. And on paper, certainly everything he's done, he's the best horse so far off of what he's done.
Dick, something that I noticed that maybe it was there for the Kentucky Derby, but I just didn't see it. But there's also props. We have betonline.ag, the horse to finish last, which I thought was kind of fun. Obviously, journalism is 33-1 in that category because, as you mentioned, he's likely going to win the Preakness. But what are your thoughts on, you know, who you can potentially expect to finish last in this race?
Hey, Dick, you didn't think you'd get that question.
Yeah, I'm throwing out a little bit of a curveball for you here, Dick.
I love it. No, no, that's awesome. No, I love races, prop bets like that at Bet Online. So one of the things to look for typically with the last place is you want to find a horse that has early speed that may get caught up in something and potentially could just really collapse at the end. American Promise probably fits that bill. That's exactly what happened to him in the Derby. Finished 16th. He's 5-1 to finish last. Pay Billy is the favorite to finish last. He's a local horse from Maryland. I don't think that's going to happen because he's shown the ability to pass a couple of horses. So I would think he would do that. But I think the Bet Online has it right. I think they have the right horses in the right position for last. But I cashed one a couple of years ago at the Derby, like a 5-1 shot. And I chatted a lot of people on them. But, yeah, you don't get them where you're that confident that often. But typically you want a horse that's going to show early speed and tire. You don't want a horse, say, like Sandman, that's going to be coming from the back and is certainly going to pass a couple of horses. Very unlikely to finish last.
Dicko, you know, we talk so much about the pomp and circumstance of the Kentucky Derby and how it's sort of laid out with all the races and two races after the Kentucky Derby. For people who haven't been there for the Preakness, sort of break that particular deal down too, because, man, you know, Baltimore, man, they've done a great job with the Preakness and the sort of setup, and it doesn't get as much, say, light thrown on it as the Derby just because of the prestige of it. But, man, the Preakness is also they got a lot of folks that go to that. And it is more of a fashion show and everything else today, similar to what we saw at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, the biggest difference is, look, the infield at the Derby is obviously a big deal, right? But they have this gigantic grandstand that they keep adding on to, and, I mean, they just can't sell enough tickets to it. Pimlico is much smaller. In fact, guys, after this race, they're going to knock down this version of Pimlico, which has been around since the 50s, and rebuild it. They're going to run the Preakness next year at Laurel Park, which is about a half an hour from Baltimore. And then the Preakness will move back to the new Pimlico in 2027. The old track is, I mean, it's literally just the old building is kind of just falling down. So what they want to do is retrofit this new building, make it more comfortable for people. They want to attract some big price people that'll pay a big number to get in. But in addition to that, what made the Preakness in 1973, they opened up the infield. That was Secretariat's year. And it became this gigantic party over time where almost so many colleges on the East Coast, and they're letting out right in mid-May, it was a huge thing for college kids to come down. It was like the end of the school year. So that's really what's kind of brought the Preakness into the modern era. We'll see if they can recapture that when the new Pimlico goes up over the next 2 years.
Dick, I never thought it'd be spring break at the Preakness, but that's what you got. That's almost exactly kind of how it breaks down.
That's right. That's what it is. Graduation parties.
That's it. Dick, thanks so much for joining us. And I think you feel like me. This is a race here for journalism to win it.
Right.
There's no question. I like a 2-8 exacta with Clubber again, maybe getting loose in the lead and journalism coming, running them down in the stretch.
Dick, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, my man. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Dick Girardi does a great job. Longtime horse racing analyst, over 40 years for betonline.ag. When we come back, Rod Walker, who does a superb job covering all sports here in New Orleans and in Baton Rouge for the Advocate Times-Picayune, will join us, talk Saints, Saints schedule, and his thoughts we haven't got about the Derek Carr situation right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend?
Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, handling things back at the scene, so to speak. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, does a great job. I would say covering the Saints, but he covers all sports all across Louisiana and certainly in New Orleans, Baton Rouge. Rod Walker for the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate. Rod, you got a lot of forks in the hand, so to speak. You know, you hit it a lot of different places.
Yeah, man, I try to stay busy. A lot of sports around this state, particularly around the city of New Orleans.
Rod, the crazy thing about it is, and I know you know the Mississippi area really well too, just amazes you, doesn't it? All the players that go to the NFL with Louisiana and Mississippi roots, these two little kind of, you know, drop a dime in the middle of the world, so to speak, states. And look all the talent that has come from Louisiana and Mississippi.
Yeah, man. I mean, whenever you look at those numbers, like, you know, they're putting out guys in the NFL or, you know, and they do it per capita. I mean, those two states are usually at the top of the list as far as per capita. I mean, the populations aren't big, but a lot of talent, you know, runs through the state.
And for a lot of them, it's a way out. You know, it's the way to get out of the environment that they don't want to be in anymore. And that's part. Everybody's got a motivation in life. And I think that to try to help your family, try to help everything out, I think that's a big part of it here in Louisiana and also in Mississippi. Rod, we haven't talked to you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I know back home in Mississippi, I mean, a lot of small towns, not a lot of things to do. And, you know, so sports is kind of – that's the thing to do. I mean, a Friday night, that's what everybody's talking about the whole week, is, hey, if you're going to the high school football game this weekend. It's just such a big part of the culture in those places that, well, there's not a lot to do. I mean, just small towns. So
we had Marcus Dupree on. We've had him on a few times. I know Marcus. He was in the movie business for a while. And Marcus was like, man, when I was playing high school football and I'd look on the sidelines, I could see almost the entire coaching staff and staffs of teams all across the country. And I'm like, man, they over here to watch me? And, you know, it went to show you just how great of a player Marcus Dupree was when he was in high school in Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, you ask anybody in Mississippi, they'll tell you he's the greatest high school football player to ever come through there. And, I mean, I know we obviously had some guys like Walter Payton and Steve McNair and Brett Favre and Archie Manning who went on to successful NFL careers. But as far as just strictly a high school career, I mean, there's nobody quite like Marcus Dupree, who, you know, obviously went to the same high school as Fred McAfee. You know, they were Philadelphia, Mississippi. So, he's a super talent. He was a super talent.
Rod, your thoughts on the Derek Carr situation. This was almost like we've seen this in personal lives of friends, family members, and everything. Okay, this was a divorce fixing to happen. It just was a matter of when. And it's almost came out best case scenario for both of them. I don't think Derek wanted to be here. And to be honest with you, I think the Saints, once they picked Tyler Shuck, that was end of story. That's who they're going to go with. And I know they'll say the usual things. It's an open competition. But yeah, that door is wide open for Tyler Shuck. Your thoughts on the Derek Carr situation and how it played out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was time. I know, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, we do a Saints podcast, and the guy who was hosting, you asked, like, what did we think the chances were of Carr coming back? And a lot of my colleagues thought maybe 20%. I was like, I don't know if it's going to be that hot. I think this is the end. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't expecting it to end when it did. I wasn't expecting that news to drop on Saturday. And I wasn't expecting him to retire either. I mean, I didn't know how it would end. I just kind of thought this would be a season that he, just out for the surgery or something, just kind of sit out and then ended up moving on elsewhere. But, it came to its ending at a good time for the Saints. I mean, I think it kind of re-energized the fan base who had, kind of become disgruntled with him. And I think it worked out well for both sides, like you said. And it's kind of like it's like a fresh start for this team now. You go into training camp knowing that it's going to be Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. I mean, I think most of us think it'll be Shuck, but, I mean, it's a fresh start for this team, a new quarterback, and a new coach for the first time since 2006. So we know how well 2006 turned out. So maybe 2025 will turn out the same way. Who knows?
We sure hope so. But I think no team likes to use the word rebuild because that's sort of a dirty word in the English language if you with a football, basketball, baseball team, but it's obvious they're going to have some massive changes on this football team, over the next, not only this year, but also for next year. But I think the important thing is if you've hit on your top two picks the last 2 years, I'm talking about Taliese Fuaga, Kool-Aid McKinstry, two premium positions, if he's at right tackle or left tackle, and Kool-Aid being able to play the cornerback position. And this year with Kelvin Banks Jr., at left tackle, Tyler Shuck at quarterback. If you can hit on those four guys, and then you can get other pieces around you, but that to me is such a big part of the rebuild that we're seeing in front of our very eyes today.
Yeah, and I think the jury's still out on Kool-Aid. We don't really know how good he's going to be. I mean, he played last year. I think with Fuaga, I think he showed a lot of promise, and they seem like they definitely hit on that one. And now with these next two guys, I mean, you get two good tackles, or I mean, wherever Kelvin Banks end up playing, but you get two offensive linemen, you get your good quarterback and a good corner. I mean, that can be some good building blocks for the future for this team. And I think it's going to be good for the transition, I guess, from where they've been to where they're trying to go.
Rod, one of the things that goes to show how this football club is looked at differently, and I think being drubbed in those three watch games primetime last year, 93-23, you outscored 70 points. It really wasn't competitive. I know that people look back and say, well, the Kansas City game was competitive. I don't know about that. And the one thing with the NFL, man, they look at who's watching, not before the game, but also in the third and fourth quarter. That was a lot of clicking of a TV dial there. And, for us here on WWL, for a lot of people who live outside the state and they may not subscribe to a Netflix or Amazon or ESPN, it's sort of the same way. We hear it too. That, man, after the first quarter and a half, I decided enough's enough. That this morning I did a couple shows out in Arizona. Now, if you had done this in Baltimore or Tampa or even, say, Los Angeles, the Rams, the way they've been, or Kansas City, man, they're talking smack about, man, we're thrilled that we catch the Saints game one. And I think a lot of it goes to show how other people look at this franchise and why the NFL decided we're not putting this on primetime. You rebuild the team and you prove to us you deserve to come back on primetime. And the one team I thought would get at least one was Tennessee. They got the first overall pick in the draft, and they got a stud in Cam Ward playing quarterback. That deal is, man, we're not looking at this draft-wise. We're looking at this production-wise. And, Rod, you've seen the good times and the bad times, but, you know, this is a kind of look-see through the looking glass of what others think of this team today.
Yeah, I mean, I think – especially being here in New Orleans, I mean, we kind of see this team in a vacuum. And, you know, we're on Twitter, so we hear all the fans. So we think everybody's excited about this team. But, yeah, I mean, when that schedule came out and you didn't see any primetime games, that kind of showed you what the thoughts were league-wide and nationwide, I guess, about the Saints. And, you know, I was just looking at this roster, man. You know, if the Derek Carr situation had not happened and Derek Carr was going to be here this year, I think the Saints would probably got at least one primetime game for sure. I just think they would have, but I think when that situation unfolded the way it did back in, I mean, once we found out in April that he probably wouldn't play, I think the NFL just decided that his team is not going to be on prime time. Now, the Saints had drafted Shedeur Sanders, who knows? Things may have been different, but I mean, obviously, you don't draft players to get on prime time. You draft players to try to make your team better, and obviously, Kellen Moore decided that Tyler Shuck was the guy that wanted to be the quarterback, but I just think this team doesn't really have a lot of star power. And the stars they do have are guys who are getting older. When you look at Alvin Kamara and Cam Jordan, DeMario, and Tyrann Mathieu, I mean, those guys are, you know, up in there. I think all of them are 30, at least 30 by now. Kamara, I guess he's 30, and everybody else is mid-30s. So, I mean, those guys are getting up there. This team just doesn't have any a lot of star power. But I still thought they were good enough to maybe get one game on a Thursday night, maybe. But to me, this is like a blessing in disguise for Kellen Moore. I mean, he didn't have to worry about those short rest weeks and playing on a Thursday and, you know, the 4 days, you know, 3 days between games. I mean, so hopefully it's something they can take advantage of, because those Thursday night games are rough. Players don't like them. And but I mean, you kind of wanted, wish you could have seen the Saints play on a Sunday night or a Monday night, but it didn't happen. But there's a fix for that. You win games, and next year we won't be having this conversation.
Amen. That's true. Winning fixes it all. It's funny, Rod, you and I have done this for a while, how coaches are anal about certain things. Man, they want times a certain way, and you got to do it this way, and this is how I do it on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday. Man,
right.
You got to give Andy Reid a lot of credit. Does anybody get moved around more than the Chiefs the last couple years, and they continue to win? You might – whatever you think about officiating and how they treat Patrick Mahomes and everything else is one thing. But how he's been able to manage that team with so many sort of strange games that you're Monday night, you're Thursday night, you're Saturday, Sunday night, and they continue to win, man, that says a lot about Andy Reid and his staff.
It does. I mean, it just shows that he's figured it out. I mean, obviously he's been around a long time, so he knows – every little secret you can do and all the things you need to do to get your players back recovered. And I think that, going back to Kellen Moore, I mean, that's one thing he will not have to deal with this year. He can be on about as set of a schedule as you could ever be on as an NFL coach for 18 weeks in a row. I mean, he can just be on that schedule. He doesn't ever have to deviate from it. So, I mean, I think that's a good thing for him. His biggest challenges are going to probably be, you know, those back-to-back weeks when they fly to Seattle and then have to go to Buffalo. I mean, that'll be a tough little stretch. But outside of that, I mean, he has a pretty basic schedule.
Yeah, I was telling Hoss he's going to earn some frequent flyer miles, that Seattle to Buffalo. Man, anybody been on that type of trip? Man, it's a long ride, and that New Orleans in between. Rod, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy your insights, and thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you, man.
All righty. Rod Walker does a great job covering all sports here in the state of Louisiana for the Times-Picayune, Baton Rouge Morning Advocate. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this news break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike D'Antilia along with Charlie Long. We finished this at 5:30, and we'll throw it to LSU South Carolina baseball. We'll be back right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.